first speaker this afternoon is the poet and essayist Luis Rodriguez. I was first introduced to Luis when I read his astonishing memoir, which is called Always Running, La Vida Loca, Gang Days in L.A. It's about his experience in gangs and then his experience graduating from gangs and then working with gang members and with youth as a teacher and a healer. And after that, I acquainted myself with his powerful political poetry. And we've always been wanting to get, I at least have been, trying to get that into the Progressive. And so he writes poetry sometimes in the pages of the Progressive, and he has a great poem in our anthology. And he also is an essayist regularly now for the Progressive, and that is something that we're very grateful for. He was on a panel with me yesterday, and he had a great line. And the line was, you know, he was talking about how the American ideology is pressed into our brains at a very early age, and one of those myths is the myth of cowboys and Indians. And Luis Rodriguez said, you know what's crazy about that myth? And he said, the first cowboys were Indians. Luis Rodriguez.
Thank you so much. It's really an honor to be here. I'm going to read the poem from the publication. It's called My Name's Not Rodriguez. And I'm not sure if I need to explain other than think of our deeper names that we don't know. Rodriguez, as you know, is a colonizer's name in Mexico. And my mother's family comes from the Tarahumara tribe of southern Chihuahua. So there's a deeper name that I don't know, but I know that's in my bones. And the poem goes like this. My name's not Rodriguez. It is a sigh of climbing feet, the lather of gold lust, the slave master's religion with crippled hands gripping greed's tail. My name's not Rodriguez. It's an Indian mother's noiseless cry, a warrior's saliva on arrow tip, a jaguar's claw, a woman's enticing contours on volcanic rock. My real name's the ass of memory from burnt trees. It's the three-year-old child wandering the plain and shot by U.S. cavalry in the Sand Creek Massacre. I'm a Geronimo's yell into the canyons of the old ones. I'm the Comanche scout, the Rada Moody shaman, and soiled bandana running in the wretched rain. I'm called Rodriguez and my tears leave rivers of salt. I'm Rodriguez and my skin dries on the bones. I'm Rodriguez and a diseased laughter enters the pores. I'm Rodriguez and my father's insanity blocks every passageway, scorching the walls of every dwelling. My name's not Rodriguez. It's a fiber in the wind. It's what oceans have immersed. It's what's graceful and sublime over the top of peaks, what goes red in desert sands. It's the crawling life, the watery breath between ledges. It's taut drum and peyote dance. It's the brew from fermented heartaches. Don't call me Rodriguez unless you mean peon and sod carrier. Unless you mean slayer of truths and deep sixer of hopes. Unless you mean forget and then die. My name's the black-hooded 9mm welding child in all our alleys. I'm death row monk, the 8-year-old gum seller in city bars and taco shops. I'm unlicensed, uninsured, unregulated, and unforgiven. I'm free and therefore hungry. Call me Rodriguez and bleed in shame. Call me Rodriguez and forget your own name. Call me Rodriguez and see if I whisper in your ear, mouth stained with bitter wine. Thank you. Just in case you're wondering, you can still call me Luis Rodriguez. I have one other poem called Perhaps. Perhaps when the stories are lost and the dream is a dry river and what makes the flesh sing is a long-gone prayer, we may find our true names. Perhaps when the earth's rotation stops, when the moon has wilted and the sun's rays scorch down the squandered ground, we may uncover our inner eye. Perhaps when the poisons that once were our sustenance and the radiation that once gave us light now foster our insatiable hungers and an abiding darkness, we may know what really feeds and guides us. Perhaps after we created so many borders, so many walls, and conjured up even more laws to make even more lawless, we may realize it's ourselves who we've made illegal. It's our spirits we've alienized. Perhaps when parents lose their final grasp on their children, they will finally grasp that their sole purpose is to bring loved, healthy, and understood children into this world to reseed and remake the universe better and more holy each time. Perhaps when the wars in the names of countless gods that look and act like those who evoke them finally end, we may realize that God is the unnameable, unobtrusive wind that caresses our cheeks, the rain that falls on us all, and the very air that enters our lungs, our blood, and brains, so we can name whatever God we want. Perhaps when all the textbooks and written histories and science papers cease, we'll understand that nature and our own natures are the source of all knowledge, language, and histories, and we'll always be able to rewrite them, reimagine them, and reweave them into the world. Perhaps when love has become the embers of what we hate, the residue of what we've destroyed, we'll know that love is a stream that flows through each and every one of us, the water we thirst for in the desert of our days, the ocean from which all our tears, full of salt and unmet desires, surge and flow. Thank you all very much. Have a great day today. Thank you. This is one of my earliest poems, and it came from a caption I read in a newspaper. There was like 300 Mexicans on the other side of the border waiting for a certain moment in which they would run across like mad. The immigration authorities would try to pick up as many as they could, but there were so many of them, a lot of them went through, and the caption was "Running to America." So I wrote this poem, and I dedicated it to my parents, who, Alfonso and Maria Estela Rodriguez, who were migrants. "Running to America. They are night shadows, violating borders. Fingers curled through chain link fences, hiding from infrared eyes, dodging 30-30 bullets. They leave familiar smells, warmth and sounds as ancient as the trampled stones running to America. There is a woman in her finest border crossing wear, a purple blouse from an older sister, a pair of worn shoes from a church bazaar, a tattered coat from a former lover. There's a child dressed in black, fear sparkling from dark Indian eyes, clinging to a headless Barbie doll. And the men, some hard and quiet, others young and loud. You see something like this in prisons. Soon they will cross on their bellies, kissing black earth, then run to America. Strange voices whisper behind garbage cans, beneath freeway passes, next to broken bottles. The spatter of words textured and multicolored invoke demons. They must run to America. Their skin, color of earth, is a brand for all the great ranchers, for the killing floors on Soto Street, and a slaughter for the garment row. Still, they come. A hungry people have no country. Their tears are the grease of the bobbing machines that rip in the cloth that make clothes that keep you warm. They have endured the sun's stranglehold, el cortito, founder heats in dark caves of mines swallowing men. Still they come, wandering bravely through the thickness of the strange land's maddening ambivalence. Their cries are singed with fires of hope. Their babies are born with a light in their hearts. Who can confine them? Who can tell them which lines never to cross? For the green rivers, for their looted gold, escaping the blood of a land that threatens to drown them, they have come running to America.